Growing up here in the UK, I've always thought of Hinduism as a peaceful religion and Hindus as peace-loving people. And not far from here on Oxford Street, you often see the Hare Krishnas, going through doing their chants. They're vegetarian. They seem very likable, if not irritating sometimes when they get in the way. But no, peaceful people. So now I must admit, I know nothing about Hinduism, and I have actually read a book on it, and I still don't understand it. So this is not an attack on Hinduism, this video, nor is it particularly meant to be political, this video, because I don't know politics that well either. But the reason I'm making this video just off the cuff is because there's an article just been published on the BBC News website. Very, very disturbing. A headline: "Beaten and Humiliated by Hindu Mobs for Being a Muslim in India." And this is by Geeta Pandey, BBC News Delhi, 9 hours ago. I'll link it in the description below. It's a very harrowing article. I'm just going to read part of it because it is so awful what's happening there, and on such a huge scale that it really, I mean, everyone needs to be aware of it if you're not already. It says, the article, "Unprovoked attacks on Muslims by Hindu mobs have become routine in India, but they seem to evoke little condemnation from the government." This is the BBC saying this. "Last month, a video that went viral on social media showed a terrified little girl clinging to her Muslim father as a Hindu mob assaulted him. The distressing footage showed the 45-year-old rickshaw driver being paraded through the streets of Kanpur, a city in the northern state of Uttar Pradesh, as his crying daughter begged the mob to stop hitting him. His attackers asked him to chant Hindustan Zindabad, or Long Live India, and Jai Shri Ram, or Victory to Lord Ram, a popular greeting that's been turned into a murder cry by Hindu lynch mobs in recent years. He complied, but the mob still kept hitting him. The man and his daughter were eventually rescued by the police." And then this bit gets me here. "Three men arrested for the attack were later freed on bail a day later." Freed on bail. A few days later, another viral video surfaced showing a Muslim bangle seller being slapped, kicked, and punched by a Hindu mob in Indore, excuse me if I mispronounce that, a city in the central state of Madhya Pradesh. The attackers could be heard abusing Taslim Ali and telling him to stay away from Hindu areas in future. I mean, this surprises me. I always thought of Hinduism as very kind of ecumenical and pluralist and inclusive. But here you have Hindus telling Muslims to stay away from Hindu areas. So this is kind of like an ethnic or religious exclusivism here. In a police complaint, the BBC say, he later alleged that he had been, quote, beaten by 5 to 6 men who hurled communal slurs at him for selling bangles in a Hindu-dominated area and robbed him of money, his phone, and some documents. So his crime in his own country was to sell bangles in a Hindu area. But in a strange turn of events, Ali himself was arrested the next day after the 13-year-old daughter of one of the alleged attackers accused him of molesting her. His family and neighbors have strongly denied the accusation. They said it was inconceivable the father of five would do something like that. And eyewitnesses quoted in the Indian press said he was attacked because of his religious identity, i.e., as a Muslim. And the molestation charge against him seemed to be an afterthought. The two attacks were among several instances of anti-Muslim violence in August. But the last month was by no means the cruelest for India's biggest religious minority group, with a population of more than 200 million. So India has more than 200, a quarter of a billion nearly, Muslims in its country. Similar attacks were reported in the preceding months too, and made headlines. And you can read about these in the link I'll put underneath. And then a journalist is quoted, "The violence is overwhelming. It's rampant and common and also very acceptable," says Alishan Jaffrey, a freelance journalist who's been documenting attacks on Indian Muslims for the past 3 years. He says he comes across 3 to 4 such videos every day. And I must confess, I see these all the time in my Twitter feed. But it is able to verify only one or two, which he then shares on social media. Religious fault lines have existed in India for a long time, but critics say anti-Muslim violence has risen since 2014 under the Hindu nationalist government of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Communal violence is not a recent phenomenon, but it grows in sync with the strategies of those in power and political mobilization, said Professor Tanvir Ajaz, who teaches politics and political science at Delhi University. He told the BBC. The distrust was always there, but cleavages have been sharpened now by religious nationalism and ethno-nationalism. During Mr. Modi's first term in power, there were numerous incidents of Muslims being attacked by so-called cow vigilantes. This is very hard for us in the West to understand, cow vigilantes, over rumors that they had eaten beef or that they were trying to smuggle cows, an animal many Hindus consider holy, for slaughter. The Prime Minister did not condone such attacks, but was criticized for not condemning them quickly or strongly enough either. Now I'm just going to look. Here we go. A bit more here is interesting. There's a senior BJP leader, that's the ruling party, told the BBC, this is an interesting quote here, the government believes that lynching is bad. Gosh, that's good. Wherever it happens. But law and order is a state subject and it is their responsibility to do with this. It's not a national issue, this. Even though there are over 200 million Muslims. He then went on to accuse the media of biased and selective journalism by focusing on attacks on Muslims. And then he is quoted as saying, if you look at official data, there were 160 Hindus among the 200 people who were lynched. People of all faiths were targeted, he said, but did not give details of where the data could be found. India does not gather such data. In 2019, a fact checker website that counted hate crimes in India reported that more than 90% of victims in the past 10 years were Muslims. So more than 90% were Muslims. And the perpetrators of the attacks remain unpunished amid accusations, this is the BBC now, accusations that they enjoy political patronage from Mr. Modi's political party after a government minister, wait for this, garlanded eight Hindus convicted for lynching a Muslim. And then a social media coordinator for the opposition Congress party says such attacks have become so common in our country today only and only because of the impunity these thugs enjoy. The final quote goes to this Congress party. Today, hate has gone mainstream. It is cool to attack Muslims. The hate mongers are also rewarded for their actions. There's more. I mean, it's quite a bit more evidence here. And it's obviously shocking. This is the world's largest democracy, supposedly civilized society. And as I keep on saying, I don't know anything about Hinduism. But my image of Hinduism it has been affected by this. So many Hindus on an industrial scale are involved in attacks and killings of Muslims. And kudos to the BBC for actually publishing this news item. I just wanted to share this news. If you weren't aware, I'm sure virtually all Muslims are aware, but if you weren't aware of this, if you're not a Muslim, if you weren't aware of this, do please keep your eye on this. There's terrible, terrible injustice going on in many parts of the world, not just obviously in Palestine, in the occupied, which is being occupied by other people, obviously, and the terrible persecutions that are going on there, also in India and Kashmir and many other places too. Now, I'm not saying that other Muslims haven't been involved, aren't involved also in unjust actions too, of course. But sometimes in the West, anyway, our vision tends to be rather one-sided, and we just hear about Muslim attacks rather than the Hindu attacks. The relationship of these attacks with Hinduism, I don't know. As I haven't really read and understood their scriptures, and that's my problem, and I must rectify that. But anyway, just wanted to share this with you. Till next time.